Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
This is your girl, Lene Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
Oh, what's the business? What's the business? What's the business? Y'all already know who it is, baby. It's the Gem, and Lawless Radio is on live. Y'all know what to do right about now. call a friend and tell a friend to bring about five or six friends so we can get it in. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like a lawless party, baby. And that's what we do. I am your midweek release, supporting your local come up. Underground, unsigned, independent music. Just heard something new from your man, Renacy. That is days like these, days like this. Man, hey, that I'm waiting for my man to have that hook. You know what I'm saying? Days like this, I wish that raindrops would fall. But he ain't have it. So that's going to be on the remix with me. Call me TLK, baby. I'm going to go Eddie on them, minus the crack in the shiny suit, of course. Hey, man, what's going on with y'all, man? It's a hot day in the ATL, man. Got to send a shout-out to my people at Crenshaw Productions. My lady, Miss Betsy, out there, man. We had a casting for a Nickelodeon and Disney Channel TV show they were doing over there. And, you know, hey, I got to take the time right now to brag real quick. Yes, my two youngest both got picked up for the show. So I'm digging that set through there, man. So, hey, shout-out to my boy Ren, shout out to my girl Nanny. Yeah, Kiki, I know you listening, baby. You closer to that retirement. Yeah, so I got to give a shout out to them, man. That was real good. I mean, the crew, the cast, everybody over there was real, real nice. The kids work hard. Got a chance to watch them do some filming for an episode that they have coming up. It's called Out of Control. Is it Out of Control? Uh-oh. I hope they're not listening because I just got to name the TV show that quick. But I believe it's Out of Control. Whatever it is, I had the information for y'all. Y'all know definitely be posting up on Facebook going out like that. But you know what? It makes it awkward, the topic that I have, because, I mean, anybody that know how I do the show, you know I grab my topics from the different things I talk with people on in the many different groups that we're involved. And this week, you know, the conversation was about these entitled kids. You know, where the hell did these entitled kids come from? I'm talking about these sit around bragging about everything they got, everything they want, but don't want to get off their ass and work and earn it. You know, where did they come from? Because I remember, you know, like our generations, man, we had hustles. We had hustles. I mean, hey, miss, I carry your bags for you. Excuse me. Can I rake your yard? Can I shovel your snow? Can I cut your grass? You know, we got out on that, and we did what was necessary. You know, I mean, yeah, a lot of people did some other things that they should not have been doing, but for the most part, you know, everybody was a part of the summer job programs. When they announced the summer job programs, you know, downtown lines were so filled. You knew exactly where the kids were. Everybody had a summer job, and they had all of these different summer programs that kids took advantage of. You know, the reason for the conversation is Gwinnett County here, they had a summer job program, and embarrassingly, they had 1,600 jobs that they were offering for kids, and they were under the impression that they would be turning kids away because there would not be enough jobs for the kids, understanding the poverty level and how kids would want money and everything to go back to school, you know, looking clean and all of that stuff there. So they were actually afraid that they did not have enough jobs. Do you believe when I tell you that 900 of those jobs, it was actually 800 and some odd number, but I'll round it up, to 900 of those jobs were not taken, meaning that many people did not show up. Kids did not show up for the summer job program. Ain't that about one? But then you got the same kids running around talking about mics and all of this stuff here, and every little teenage rapper that you see, you know, still at home with moms, ain't paying no bills, doing all of this talking about, you know, the clothes and all of this stuff here. You know, you want the tattoos, the piercings, and all of that, but you don't want to get off your ass. Where did these entitled kids come from? All you do is get up and go to school. That is your job. You don't see kids out raking the yards like you used to. You see more adults out there raking the yard. You don't see kids out there cutting the grass the way you used to. You see more adults out there. So where are these lazy bastards at? And yes, I did call y'all bastards. You don't like it, hit me up, 646-478-5209. Tell me why you're not a lazy bastard. All right? Make you famous on the show. Trust me. But now back to what I was saying. How in the world did we get to, you know, this, I call it, can we call it a disadvantage, a disgrace, a kick to the groins, or somewhere, we'll meet all in between, we'll skip it, all the above. Because, I mean, honestly, that was really, really embarrassing. You know, I'm sitting there, you know, and everybody, you know, follow me on Facebook and put in everything. You know, I did a lot of tweeting about the job program, you know, and I sent out the information about the job program, but also did a blast about it because I had Katie Walters, shout out to Katie Walters. She's one of the people that was a part of this program. She works with the Commerce Commission here in Atlanta. But she got the information, you know, asked, you know, could this be something that we get involved in? I mean, hey, anything for the kids. I mean, hey, hate to hear about all of the rash of shootings, you know, and kids going to jail and stuff like that. So this right here is a situation where kids not out there, you know, on the corner all day. You're talking about 20 hours a day trying to get $6, you know, in his pocket. You know, this right here was a way to take a kid away from that. Plus, with many of the different programs, actually earned credit and stuff for school. You know, so that right there in itself is good. I mean, you already starting off school without even attending one of your classes, you know, CB grade point already on from the credits that you earned from the program and everything. So to me, that was a real good program, or so I thought. Now, parents, it's time to take a shot at y'all. Because I remember when the summer program was announced, my granny didn't pull that sleep in. Granny got us up bright and early, jab ass on that train. Granny is a master of math. So if you cave up with that, oh, I don't know where I'm going, Granny broke it down. Well, this is where you go to, this is where you get off at, and that's where you go. All right? So I see you when you come back with the job. You know, so that's already saying coming back without it is not an option. Plus, anyway, we was always taught to earn. We was always taught that if you wanted to eat, you had to work. Okay, so that was that push from a parent. Parents, I have 900 kids to not show up for this, and I know that the unemployment level is high. No, parents, y'all didn't push the kids out. You didn't tell the kid that he had to get out there and go fill in the application, go get the job to make some money for school. All of these overpriced proms, overpriced graduations, and all of that stuff. You know, all of these Jones kids, because they can't wear regular clothes to school. School is a fashion show. Okay? They cannot wear regular old clothes. They got to be in style. They have got to be, quote unquote, swagged out. You mean to tell me that you want to give up your unemployment check for the kid to be swagged out instead of telling the kid to go get his ass a job? So it's embarrassing for not only the kids, but it's embarrassing for these damn parents, too. You know, so, again, I want to know, where did they come from? My man right now said they come from these damn scary-ass parents. And, yes, they do right now. Yes, they do. And I know somebody's saying, man, TL, you just don't use words like that. Cause, you know, but, I mean, honestly, I'm embarrassed by it. I mean, it honestly insults me, because all people ever do is sit around and talk about who's not doing. It's always they. They are not doing this for our community. They are not trying to help us. Since Obama got in, he ain't did nothing different. Oh, the mayor is not for us. The alderman is not for us. The governor hates black people and brown people and Asian people. But this is an opportunity for you to get off your ass and do something for yourself. Ain't nobody going to do nothing for you. It is called self. Get up, get out, do it. Don't sit around watching TV. You're trying to have the latest PlayStation, the latest shoes, want to have the newest phone, but you got to wait till that once a year tax return to ball like that. What's wrong with having money to ball all year long? Don't be a once a year baller, what they call them, a thousandaire. Man, I got $2,700 on my tax return. Man, dog, I'm set. Newsflash, $2,700 ain't no money. That's my house note, 3 months worth. Not even 3 months worth. That's a couple of months of house note. $2,700 ain't no money. In the words of a great man, baby, that ain't no money. Get up, get out, and get money. And I mean, get long money with longevity. And that comes from a job. Parents, y'all got to start teaching your kids to earn. You teach your kids to leech off you, and then you get mad when they don't leave the nest. You know, baby boy. They'll never leave that nest unless you teach them. And I mean, it ain't no sit down and get a board. It's, there's the door. Let it hit you in the ass rather hardly on your way out while you go look for a job. Shoes got a hole? Get used to it. They ain't bad no more. You got to earn them. Don't come in here with nothing new if you don't have a job. Come in with something new and you don't have a job, it and you will be on the other side. Don't condone anything you don't plan on living with for as long as they under your roof. I'm telling y'all, we got to shape up or we going to have to ship out, because these kids supposedly our future, and our future is not looking so bright. I mean, I'm not going to follow you anyway looking at your ass crack because your pants down to your knees, so I am not about to follow you. Hey, ain't no shots on no gay people or none. I'm not taking a shot at y'all, but I'm not into that. I'm not into that. So I'm not walking behind you. You want me to follow you, give me something to follow. Chin up, chest out, walk like a man. Hey, women, you can even walk like a man. You know, you ain't got to be on that side, but you can still walk. It just means tough it out. And do what is necessary, not what you got to do. Okay, do what is necessary, and what is necessary is that you get that education and you get yourself gainfully employed, because it is hard to maintain a job. And anybody out here that is unemployed, definitely know. Y'all been hearing me for the past month or so talking about people out of Frontier Airlines in Milwaukee, where they actually just finished the last of the cut processes with them, and we're talking about 221 people out into the street, you know, with only 20-some-odd remaining employed, okay? So that is showing you the direction that we're heading in. So it's either you want to be a part of the solution or you'll remain a part of the problem, and you're not only my problem, but you're your problem as well, all right? That's something to think about. I'm going to come back and get back with y'all, man. Hey, a little bit later on in the show, man, got your man Brandon Kane supposed to be sliding through. Got some new music for Brandon, man. Brandon's up for that best pop. Y'all haven't had the opportunity to vote yet. Voting is still going. I will be killing the votes. The votes will be down and locked, and you will be left out if you don't get your vote in. Right now, it is looking like 11-11 is going to be the cutoff date for the votes. I get up with y'all and let you know. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/LawlessRadioAwards. It is still not too late to be a part of the Lawless Radio Awards. Want to find out how to be a part? Simply write to me, tl.lewis@lawlessradio.com. We still have vending opportunities. We have performance openings, and we also have advertisements. Want to be a part of it? Simply hit me up. TL.Lewis@LawlessRadio.com. Hey, there's something new. Diamond Life from the MIZ.
Say hello to Mr. Five Star Hotel. Five Star Dinner as well. Let's sail down the coast of Lake Michigan. Michigan. Bitch, nigga, is you listening? Earrings look like ice cubes glistening. Reflection in the wheels. See the 24 flickering. Any chick I hit is an heiress. Cause when they let her tear it, shop at Oprah Terrace. Non-stop flights out to Paris. So I can see the Eiffel Tower. Excuse Eiffel power. Gold trim all around the bathtub and shower. Got killers making drops on top of every hour. All for the money or the love of power. But I can move the diesel and a tub of powder. So I got to drink. Billy Mays, motherfucker, I got OxyClean. Knees. I have
Enemies is F.O. like Drake and them. Never so dope to an undercover, but then so more dope than the motherfucker. Never got charged for possession, cause I get it out of my possession. TVs in my crib, every section. Just redid the whole floor in marble. What recession? Shit's depressing. Use discretion. The choice is yours. Learn a lesson. I couldn't get a dime in life. Now I smash bad hoes and live a diamond life.
On my own, this is the first show without you. gotta face the crowd. I hope the lights are down and let the music drown out the thought of you. All these girls don't rock my world. No, not the way that you used to. There goes our song. Ooh, it's been too long. I'm running, but I can't escape. You're right here beside me. The way you work the floor, it makes me want you more. Ooh, I want your body against me. These girls are dancing like crazy, but nothing like you, my baby. I'm missing the magic we made on the dance floor. My hands around your head, like a baby got a drift. Ooh, I miss your body against me.
I'm not afraid to got a past. Dreams of finding somebody she could never have. I wanna make her dreams come true, so I do all the things she don't expect me to. It don't matter time of day, I'm always waiting. I keep my phone close, her call I be anticipating. I know exactly what she worth, she priceless in my eyes. Angel in the skies, glad to say she all mine. I think about her and it's like somebody stopped the time. My diamond in the rough, it's a must, I let her shine. She crossed my mind, I press rewind to relive the moment. Flawless in all she do, call her my superwoman. Time away brings us closer. I can't wait to hold her, turned on by a sweet aroma. Body massages, feet rubs just to ease her tension. She likes to vent and talk for hours, I'd love to listen. I don't do no tripping in the end, she feels better. Nothing she say is dumb, talk to me about whatever. I try to show her all the things that's most important. A real life fairy tale that need to be recorded. All I think about is things to do to make her smile. Spy appointments, cancel plans, she gon' be there a while. She my queen, she get the royal treatment. I give all she need, she keep my heart beat.
Y'all got music, y'all trying to get to us.
simply send it. You know what? Don't send it. Follow the instructions. Go to the contact page. Contact page has everything drawn out right there. Matter of fact, it also has the number for you to call in case you want to do a drop. You want to give us a drop, you know, something like this here?
Yo, what up? This your boy Nevermore, Crucial Conflict. You know what I'm saying? Lawless Radio all day, every day. You play it, you hear it, you did.
Hey, all you got to do is follow the instructions on the contact page. We actually have a number where you can call, send your shout out to whatever personality you send it out, or just a general shout out, you know, whatever it is you're doing. Just go there, hit that number, and we will get it uploaded. You know, hey, man, make sure y'all ain't going. And, you know, my man left one on there. Man, this your boy, Woo-Wop the Bam. There was a whole lot of words in there, man. I can't put that on. I can't put that stuff there, man. Come on now. We ready to finish here. Hey, man, let me check out some of my people here, man. I'm seeing these windows. These windows are popping up, man. These windows are popping up. Well, Facebook, I had you running ragged if you just sit on it all day. My man Rome said, I swear you right, they don't want to work, but they want so much like they deserve it. You ain't never lied. Shan said, TL, I just told my sister that she be damn near getting pimped by her 17-year-old son. I mean, he come at her like, hit me 50, and she give it to him. I tell him and her he need a damn job, but she be on that he still a kid. Right. A kid with tattoos getting more sex than me and her. Woo. Damn. Shan, you lonely. Shan, you're lonely. But I dig what you're saying, Shan. I dig what you're saying. And I mean, that is the truth, man. It seems so convenient for a kid to want to be a kid. It seems so convenient for a kid to want to be a kid. Okay, I want to kick it like I'm an adult. I want to go to a party. That's one thing, man, I hate. I hate people that have these kid parties. First off, if Lil Son of a Gun is 16 and under, you know, I said 17, you start, you know, kind of letting the waters, you know, lighten. But 16 and down, you going to a party that's just starting at 10 o'clock? Got your damn mind. You ain't leaving here. Who is it? Quavo Dollar. I will Quavo Dollar your ass. Yes, I will. I will choke you up and smack you down. Yes, I will. Don't no kids party start at 10 o'clock. Now, well, I'm 16. Well, why you ain't got a damn job? I'm a kid. See what I'm saying? I'm 16. I'm old enough to go to a party like I'm grown. I'm too young to be working and making my own money. Y'all right. Let me see. Brooke said, they need to teach them because weak boys turn to weak men, and I have all daughters, and I don't want them bringing home this crap I see out here. I swear to you. And I feel you, because I got daughters too, Brooke. But see, I'm from a small town called Lee. My foot so far up his, you know, he won't come in here no more. That's all I say. Juan, let me see. Juan, my man Juan said, it ain't the kids because you got to step back. Huh? It ain't the kids because you got to step back and let them grow. You can't be down on them. You got to let them see the options and pray that God show them the right roads. The last thing they need is your judgment. Juan, I'm going to say this. Don't take it to heart, but keep it on your mind. You sound like a jackass. They are your kids. You don't step back and let them grow. They are not flowers. They are not your pets. They are your kids. You give them direction. You give them where to be. What time to be there and how long to be there. They're your kids. Judgment. Yes, you do give them this judgment. You give them this criticism. You give them this critique. You point out when they're doing good. You point out when they're doing bad. You pay their way. There's no equal opportunity when you paying the bills. You are my equal and I take care of you. Pray to God that they find the right role. You lost your damn mind. God done already said he helped those who help themselves. So if the kid ain't helping themselves, what do you say? It's all in God's hand? No, man, don't. That's part of the reason we having the show, man. I mean, like I said, man, don't take it to heart, man, but keep it on your mind, man. If that's what you're doing with your kids, man, that's part of the damn problem out here. No. You lay the ground rules for the kids. You lay the road that they walk. You tell them where to walk to. They are your kids. You pay their way. I don't know where all of this stuff coming from with these damn kids being equal to the parents. You know, me and my kid, we're the best of friends. Yes, we are. We go to the ball games, you know, we sit down and we have conversations, and, you know, he tells me where to get off. You're right. I'll let you in on a secret. At 6'2", much like 18 North, find your ass getting up from under something trying to be my damn equal and you ain't paying no bills, and you said what you wanted to say, send the fact, and I whip their ass too. That sound real crazy, man. Now you offended me, man. I'm thinking I'm finna have some smart parents calling in and stuff. And again, like I said, man, I'm not getting out on parents, because I mean, like, hold on. It's one. Oh, that's it. The one that I was going to read, and I lost the window. Michelle says it's hard when you're a single parent to really keep track of your kids, and you really hope that they listen to the things that you tell them when you're not around. But I work job on top of job, and it's hard for me to be there every minute. And I feel situations like that, I feel that. But at the same token, you know, you got to step from behind the curtain. You got to step from behind that curtain, and you got to put it down. But my man talking about, you know, teach them well and let them lead the way, man. This ain't no damn Whitney song. You see what happened to Whitney, man? Come on. Let's be real about it, man. Let's be real about it. And now before y'all write and say that you offended Whitney, you ain't offend Whitney. I'm just saying. Hold on, we got a caller here. I got a 404-447. Are you there, caller? Okay, well, caller, you're not there then. Hey, man, let me take a scroll through this Lawless Radio Awards, man, because, I mean, this Lawless Radio Awards, man, is really shaping up, man. I got to send a shout-out, man, to my man Trip James. Trip James has not been playing. He has been, I call what he doing, slaying a damn dragon, man. I mean, this cat has been really racking up votes, man. I give a shout-out to everybody that's been out there grinding. But my man Tripp, you know, he's went so far as to, you know, get time in different magazines and things of that nature, man. And I mean, he's really putting stock to his name, and I really like that, man. Again, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/LawlessRadioAwards. Go there to vote, man. Make sure y'all vote for the chairman or for Nikki Outlaw or for Catrice, man. You know, favorite personality, man. Get y'all votes in. Hey, got to send it back out there, too. My man, Mississippi, he called himself the Clan Warmer little girl. I don't know if you checked it out, Mississippi, but unlike what you told her about you be winning, you better check those polls again, man. She hustling. You better get your hustle game up, bro. You must have forgot she the daughter of the chairman, baby. She grew up learning how to get out there and work this street. You know what I'm saying? We work them, baby. This is what we do. Hey, let me go through. I just want to go through a couple of categories real quick, man. Hey, like I said, that best supporting fan. This is the award where you get to nominate yourself. You get to nominate yourself, and you get to get people to vote for you. Tiana is in the lead, followed up by Dustin White. What's going on, Dustin? Mel Lawless is in a third place there with Mississippi Red coming in fourth. Y'all are really doing it on the awards, man. So I can't do nothing but say, man, thank y'all for really getting out there pushing it. My girl Ebony Slater for Best R&B Awards. Ebony is in the lead right now. That is real good, real good. And it's a real hot song. Show me. I actually get that song played for y'all. Top artist is a fight in itself. Top artist is a fight in itself. I mean, it is it's going right now. Let's see who's in the lead for that. Let's see who's in the lead for top artists. If Facebook want to hurry up and let me read. There we go. Your man J. Cale is in the lead with Piano Man coming in second. J. Silva in third place. This is something. This is something. When y'all go to and you see the you know, Facebook got the little joint now where you can actually look and see the trend and how many times it's been shared and things of that nature. That is something. That is something. Let's look at another one before we get off the page. Best collaboration is going to Sin. Sin up number one, followed by Flownetics. Wait, guess who on that song with him, y'all? Guess who on that song with him, y'all? Yeah, Big Crazy. He is I and I am him. So that second place, Flownetics, Born in the City featuring B.A. Crazy, myself. Ho, y'all finna laugh at this one because I'm finna laugh at this one. Also in third place is Throw It Up with Piano Man featuring B.A. Crazy, myself, and Mark Dark. We're in third place. So I'm in second and third. Hey, but you know what Nelly said? Two is not a winner. Three nobody remembers. So I got to get that number one, man. Y'all go in here. I don't care. Born in the City, Throw It Up, vote for one of them. I got to take an award home. Doggone it, I'm getting upset around here. Best Ballad. Best Ballad is going to right now leading off is your man J. Cale again. Sin is in second place. Wow. And Flownetics is in, and it's not featuring me, y'all, so don't think it's been fixed. Flownetics is in third place. That is for Mr. Too Damn Good for You. Another hot joint. Another hot joint. And we're going to look at this last category, and we'll get up out of here. Best Club Banger. Number one is your man, Renacy, who will be on the show here next week. Make sure y'all tune in. Check out your man, Renacy. Second place is Matt B, that Boom Boom. Third place is your man, Jay's Verse, Pop, Drop, and Roll. Getting high like them white boys. That is a nice joint, man. I get that for y'all, man. But again, man, all y'all have to do is go to facebook.com/LawlessRadioAwards. Get your vote in. Again, find out how to be a part of the live event that will be taking place 12/12/12 in Atlanta, GA. We'll have more information coming, how you can get tickets and things of that nature. Again, there are still vending opportunities. There are also performance spots open, advertising. Just find out how to get involved. Support your local come up. That's what we do here. Hey, let me see who I'm going to give y'all. Matter of fact, let's find somebody from one of these categories we just called. You know what? Let's give y'all that Renacy. Since he's going to be on the show next week, I'm going to give y'all that Renacy. Then I'm going to give y'all that Born in the City.
Rated R.
Past me, Miss Louis Vuitton, yes, and Gucci. Your body is calling for me. Now why you trying to squeeze in the jeans and squeeze past me and not trying to be seen? My eyes are a homing device. I got my target locked on. Shoot and explode on sight. Yeah, that girl is fine. Yeah, she ought to be mine. She rocking that Ed Hardy, the Christian Art of July. And she one of a kind. On a 1 to 10 scale, she a 25, double and a half the dime. So I put in double and a half the time. As I creep up with a B.I.G. line. Plus she already know that she cut my eyes. We engage in a couple conversational lines. Excuse me, you in the blue jeans, long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you walk by, I seen your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. Well,
the chick in the brown dress. Buddy staying rocking Ella Perla and VS. She a chest, hotter than blue flames. Copper tone skin, swag cooler than Cool J. Know what to do, babe. Strike up a Catwoman pose. Guess you can call me the Bruce Wayne. I search for your baby like loose change without the OJ and a Ray Caruth thing. No clothes involved, just the metal. Spread them apart, make you hit that falsetto. Get out of line, she known to get ghetto, but still know how to remain professional. Use the definition of a come up, even when your hair and nails are not done up. Fellas wanna run up, chase around the corner, but she got class, the girl was well brought up. Excuse me, you in the blue jeans, long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you walk by, I see your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. Make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. You make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. You make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. You make them boys go crazy, baby. They going crazy, baby. Uh-oh,
there she go, go. Uh-oh, there she go, go. Uh-oh, there she go, go. Uh-oh, there she go, go. Uh-oh, there she go, go. Uh-oh, there she go, go.
In the blue jeans, long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you walk by, I see your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. Excuse me, you in the blue jeans, long black hair and boots up to your knees. When you walk by, I see your hips swing. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. You gave me a brain freeze. Body so cold, she gave me a brain freeze.
Hey yo, one way. This is the takeover three, right? I assume feel like they know shit, you know what I mean? So we don't have to get nasty on this, you know what I mean? Like, I don't call me schoolboy on this, they call me Goofy Luke, you know what I mean? 1985, born as a city slicker, Twin Cities, Minnesota. I rep my city, nigga, West Side, St. Paul. I call it home, baby. Wiped up the mic, so shit, I'm coming home, baby. We on our own, baby, cause it's a home dream. They all rapping too, but we the home team. One in a million, they one of the million. We headed to the top, they stopping at the ceiling. Yeah. We in the city like bright lights and big buildings. Street fights in the D-boys, big wheeling. Get the picture if you don't, oh well. We live here, you just came to get a hotel. It's your hell, but around here we got big dreams and we cashing in. The team is doing big things. Blame it on my city. I am what it made me. But if you hate the city, you probably gonna hate me.
I was born in the city. There's no fries on me. I was born in the
in the city, moved out 11th grade. West Coast didn't work cause I in Minnesota made. Now scaring other players like a handful of spades, and scaring other rappers with my lyrical grenades. But so there is time for me to make this money, and once I get enough, no one can take it from me. The years before this one, I feel like a crash dummy. But after my crash, it's been a new life for me. St. Paul, no, it ain't no G-code, but you can meet a plethora of people. Get played short like Danny DeVito, or get your bones broke like an Evo. Do not speak nor talk no evil. If I ain't here, then it's like no casinos in Reno. Last name Brown, first name Nino. I'm the star in my city like T.O. Yeah.
I was born in the city. There's no fries on
St. Paul, Minnesota. Right off 94, actually. Kind of over, yep, right on Dale Street. If you keep going, hit 52, you know, that's where I was raised.
You ain't crazy,
you know what I'm talking about.
It's low. Yeah. West Side, Chi-Town, M-A-D-I-R-S, that's the road, I'm leave here, and I said that. Home of the black and gold, where they keep the fans up. Peace signs over, pay attention to the fingers. I'm shining like the Sears Tower, L running through my city. L's in my heart, L's up, 50 feel me. Never been a buster, Captain City ain't having that. When the city blow, it's cold, so that's how you gotta act. Fast pace, make haste, every cat got a case. Holy Saints safe, old cats know it's just a sandbox lesson, showing shoulders how to go. Really, if you can't play a sport, you learn to be a go-getter. Brains in the streets, slung cane in the streets, feet down in the streets, red game in the streets. Gaze or I walk through the valley of these other cities, I should fear none, showing pride for my
city.
Tommy Real, we done did it again, homie. Take over, uno, dos, race. I know Spanish, nigga. Yeah. Kid One Way, Schoolboy, Flownetic. In a mouth to
Double L salute, what do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute,
man.
What do you do?
We better hurt him with this.
Double L salute, what do you do?
We throw it up,
it's the lawless world.
Double L salute,
what do you do?
We throw it up,
he ain't great.
Marked off.
Your
rock it to you to get out and give me what you got. You owe me a payment. I'm not playing. Throw it up.
L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Double L salute. What do you do?
We throw it up, throw it up.
I'm repping the L, I'm repping the A, hey. You're repping the W, you less. Don't run up and test unless you.
Hello.
on the list. Now let me put this on the sexy. Get it clear, come here. If you're falling in love, baby girl, come here. I'm here. If you're falling in love, baby girl, come here. I'm here.
Wanna see your body do that move off in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move off in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, do your thing.
Body, Byron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at your baby. Come and sit into the Benz Coupe CL63. You lookin' good in a mother. Come and pop bottles of the rosé with me. Nothing thicker than a beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor, got me rock star wasted. Let me put you in position, say the kiss of your body, cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic faces, climax while we changing spaces. Bottles of aces, running down your body so I lick and I taste it. She folks in different places, in the Bentley it's her favorite. I got to offer for anything, cause we the perfect team. She off the record, just matter. But the get better when it's always worth it. She's super soaky,
super soaky.
For the cheddar, ain't forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body do that move? Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move? Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, do your thing.
Put the phantom in, pause to the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. That's a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to shit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Hold on off vitamin sex, so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right the back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do your thing, I'm gone. Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing. Do your thing.
You do.
Do your thing.
Do what you do.
Do what you do.
Work your body, girl.
Trying to figure out a plan to get you in my hand. You're not a dime, you're a diamond.
shiny. Six eyes, pretty face, eyes that'll blind you. I got money, a big house in New York City. I'm a king and I need a queen to share with me. I wanna make you laugh, bless you with that tongue bath. Me and you, we go together just like a pen and pad. Holding hands in the mall with my favorite girl. Don't even know your first name, but you deserve the world. You can get it all, don't you ever doubt me. I'm guaranteed to get you gone when you feel my mouthpiece.
Chicago, ground up representative, Killer Clan Chief, the Grand Wizard. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio. You already know what it do, man. Get right or get left. Bo. Sweeper!
Sweeper! Hey, what's happening, man? Y'all know who it is. It's the Chairman TL, Lawless Radio. Great grind on a Wednesday, baby. Hump day. You done halfway made it through your week, baby. I am your midweek release, man. Got to send a shout-out, man, to my wife, man. She held the show down for me last week, man. I know when y'all heard that, what's the business, what's the, that voice didn't sound like mine. I know y'all got shocked, but I got to send a shout-out to her, man. She held it down, man. I was out at my niece's graduation. Bree, baby, love you, proud of you, keep going. You done got one graduation under your belt, you know, the kindergarten, eighth grade, those are just basic, but this was the real one, the one a lot of people don't make, that high school graduation. You got that one under your belt? Let's go for that next one, man. Pull it off, baby. Whatever it is you want to do, all you got to do is put your head and heart to it, baby, and keep on walking. Got a chance to be out with family, man. Kicked it with my sister, kicked it with my granny, my Aunt Clara, back home in the shine, watching Return of the Living Dead. Y'all know. Crack kids walking around. Rise, rise. Was back in the shop, man. Hey, got a chance to eat some real food, man. Pete's, we ate on you. Y'all know about Pete's Ridgeland and Roosevelt. My man Tim, Terry's out there. What's happening? Got a chance to eat some Terry's. West Side, M-A-D, what up? Have fun, man. Have fun. Always, always pleasure being home, man. It is nothing like laying your head in the place where you grew up, man. You just feel so many memories. You actually absorb those memories. You can sit in every aspect of that house and you can remember all of these different things, man. So it is always a pleasure being home. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. Hey, I got to send a shout out to my man, Twan, man. Twan said, man, thanks for supporting us as we went through this. Twan was one of the cats that was let go during that whole frontier situation out in Milwaukee that I've been talking about. He was affected by it, lost his job, man. Hey, all of y'all are still in my prayers out there, man. Y'all hold your heads up. What they say, it gets greater later. When God closes a door, he opens a window. So, I mean, hey, use it for what it's worth. I'm not much on the cliches and all of that stuff there, man, but I just really believe that things that are meant for you are meant for you, and life has been predestined. So because this happened don't mean it could be a bad thing. It could actually be a good thing. You don't know where you go from this. I was reading an article on Yahoo. I think it was Monday evening. They were talking about the millionaires that we have today, you know, and where were they, you know, like 10 years ago. And you'd be amazed at how many people that are out there right now, you know, making money. Old girl that did the Snuggie, she was unemployed. She had lost her job, used her last bit of money for that Snuggie. Figure that. That little invention, the little contraption that you roll up or whatever. I forgot what the name of that thing is. A little thing you put items in and you roll it up and all of that stuff. It's like a little carrying case type deal. She had been unemployed, going through a divorce where her husband was her sole source of income, didn't know how she was gonna make it, and she came up with the idea for that. Deep, ain't it? The chick that came up with the Spanx, you know, same thing. Started that, you know, believe it was a 2-week severance and savings. You know, so it's amazing the things that you can do when you put your mind and again your heart to it. You know, so you can't look at unemployment as being the end. Everything is always the beginning. The only time something is over with is when that man says ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So as long as you got life and breath in your body, you can accomplish anything. You know, you just got to get out and go for it. For my people that are affected by it, you know, it was 200 and something. I knew at least over 90% of them. You know, again, yeah, my prayers, you know, keep going. Much like I send out the blast with the employment, with the summer school program here, if I find out anything Milwaukee's way about some jobs or anything, I would definitely blast that out to y'all. You know, last thing we need is more unemployed people out there, especially with these conceal and carry laws. I mean, right now I can see you with the pistol in your hand as you walk up to rob me. You know what I'm saying? And you robbing me with a legal gun. I don't need to catch a murder case. My bad. Did I say that on radio? I meant to say I don't want to have to defend my life against the stick-up man. But no, serious. I mean, for real, that is the last thing we need going on out there right now. All of these people are already unemployed. You already got cats getting robbed at work at McDonald's, okay? Come on, man. It is about to be an epidemic. I'm sitting there and I'm watching RoboCop a couple of nights ago. And I'm looking at RoboCop, and I won't lie to y'all. Detroit, you know, in the future, remind y'all of what's going on right now. Old girl said first it started with the jobs. You know, people had no place to go. Now they all living in abandoned buildings and underground and eating rat and all of that kind of stuff there. You know, and she said it started with that. You know, the poor got poor, you know, and the rich took everything else, crushed out the middle. You know, so, I mean, that's what I see going on. But, I mean, the common denominator here is us. What do we do about it? Do we sit back with our hands in our pocket and take the whooping, or do we go out swinging? You know, much like your Bill Gateses and your what's the Facebook guy name, man? I just watched a little movie too the other night, which I must add is a real good movie. I cannot tell a lie. I watched that movie over and over a lot. Facebook guy. You know, you can do that. Concentrate on having your own, because after every Great Depression, so far there has been a boom of millionaires to come. I mean, your McDonald's, your Carl's Jr., you know, things of that nature. Your Woolworths, your Montgomery Wards, your Sears. You know, they came after those crunches. You know, people needed fast food. Hey, your McDonald's was there. So start concentrating on things of that. I mean, everything don't come down to what you can put on your back, what you can put on your feet. You know, your little high-tech gizmo phone that you can't even pay the bill on. So basically it's a paperweight for you right now. Your car that you get crashed up and it don't look as good as it looked when you first made those first five payments on it. Now you got to hold it down for the next 5 years looking like crap because the deductible is a little bit too much for you to go and get that little $600-$700 debt out of, so you're stuck with that garbage. Don't think in terms of that. Think in terms of future, man, you know. Roof over your head, kids through college, you know, and stuff like that. But go for it, man. I remember back in the days, man, everybody had candy stores. They had the little freeze pops, the icy cups and stuff. You know, and they had other ways of making income. Now people are too lazy for that because, again, that requires work. For you to have a candy store, you have to be committed to being in that spot to sell that candy. Secondly, you got to learn how to add. Your ass thought you were smarter than the teacher in the eighth grade and stopped going. How you going to have a candy store? You finna lose everything. My man that come to buy candy, he finna cheat you. That's it. You finna get mixed up in giving him back change. All right? But, I mean, we don't have that now. You know, what happens how I get up and go? We was shouties. We used to live on Parkside. Anybody in the shot, you know, West Side, y'all remember Parkside, the hamburger chick. It was this lady, you know, she had a little candy store and everything in her back, but she also sold hamburgers. You know, she made them right there in her kitchen. You went on her back porch and you waited for your hamburger. You know what I'm saying? A dollar hamburger. You know, you got that while you waited with your penny candy. You know, and got down not too far from her, also on Parkside, down in the basement. Their names was the Williams. The Williams. They had a little lick going on, you know. They sold, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff like that right up out of the crib. Okay, across from them was the Gibbs. The Gibbs had the icy cups. You know, they had the Italian ice. I had never heard of Italian ice until to the Gibbs. They got down like that. Over on Mayfield, what was their name? The Walters? I believe it was the Walters. But they had, you know, the candy store and everything. And, I mean, people, you know, actually had a hustle about themselves. It wasn't about getting enough money to get some weed, getting enough money to get some heroin, getting enough money to get some crack or nothing like that. You know, it was about, you know, hey, I got something to put off in the bank. You know, so, I mean, we got to do that to our kids because if we don't start teaching our kids that they got to work, you know, and they got to have the mentality that they got to put something on the board, then should we leave here and leave our kids would be better off getting in the grave with us because we haven't taught them anything to survive out here. And I think that that right there in itself, more than anything, would be a hurt in death, knowing that you left your kids here ill-prepared for this life, ill-prepared for this world, cannot contend with what's going on, cannot make a way for themselves. You know, and if they can't make a way for themselves, what have you done for your grandkids? You know, I always tell my kids that I work for my grandkids. I don't work for my kids because I know as long as I'm breathing, you know, I'm teaching my kids. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, used to always say, it seemed like you spoil your kids and all of that, but I won't lie, no. You know, my kids got it the hard way. They got it like we got it, you know. My granny got us a lot of stuff. You know, mom's got a lot of stuff, but it was things that we had to do. You know, I mean, you ain't seen them washing walls and vacuuming and stuff like that. You know, of course, you know, first things first, if you live in free, that should be a basic expectation. But, no, that's gratitude. If you can't show gratitude, you don't deserve anything. You know, so if you can't show me, you know, a thank you, and thank you ain't no coming out of your mouth, I don't hear that thank you. A thank you for me is going doing what you're supposed to do. You know, I got the A honor. And I love her for that. My baby boy, he can't give me the A honor, but he maintained that B and that C. He maintains high B, you know what I'm saying? And that C is a high C, you know. So as long as they do what it is they're supposed to do, you know, then I give to them. but that is gratitude. You know, and we really got to start demanding more out of our kids. I had somebody to say one day that, you know, well, what if she don't stay on A arms? What if she don't stay on A arms? That's not a question. You can't even ask her that. She don't understand that she's supposed to be off A arms. You know, when you give your kids, you know, that direction, when you demand of them and require that they demand of themselves, then third place and second place is nothing they shoot for. Now, of course, they're not going to jump out the windows and kill themselves if they don't make it, but number one is the goal. If I tell you to go to the store and get me, you know, a 2-liter, you know, a Sprite, and you come back with a gallon of milk, both of those can quench my thirst. Yes, they can. But I told you I wanted a 2-liter of Sprite. So go back to the store and get what I told you to get. And that's the way it should be. You know, when we was kids, you used to hear so often, kids are made to be seen and not heard. That's because parents were quick to put that hand down. You know, if I say shut up, shut up. You know, it's excuse me if you want to get into this conversation. And above all, don't get in the conversation. You're excusing because you're about to say something. You don't jump in this grown conversation like you grown. We are not equal. You are not my buddy. You are not my friend. We are not girlfriends. We are not bosom buddies. We are nothing that even sounds like any of that. You stay in a kid's place, I stay in an adult's place. A kid's job is to try to get away with stuff, and an adult's job is to catch them and knock their ass back over to where they're supposed to be. That is the job. But all of this other stuff, man, it is real, real confusing. Again, like I said, when you talk about close to 900 summer jobs couldn't be filled for kids, that doesn't just fall on those kids. That falls on those adults, those grown people that didn't get up to take their kid for whatever reason. Oh, I was tired. But they wouldn't be tired if Lil Wayne was giving away some tickets. Oh, I was sleepy. But they wouldn't be sleepy if Waka Flocka was doing a video shoot right now. You know? Oh, I ain't had no gas money. But they would have some gas money if it came down to getting in the damn club on free night. You know, and that's the way we got to look at things. We got to look at it realistically. When you start making all of them excuses, all of them BS excuses, ask yourself these questions. You know, when I find myself sick and I can't get up, before I call in to work, I ask myself, am I too sick to actually get out of bed and watch TV? If I'm not too sick to get out of bed and watch TV, then I'm not too sick to go to work. Hell, I got to pay for the TV. DirecTV do not give me any type of pass. Oh, hey, we're going to let you slide. You were sick this month. You ain't got to pay that bill. It don't happen. So if I'm well enough to do things that require me to spend money, then I'm well enough to make money. And as long as you do that around your kids, then you set a precedent for your kids. No, you are not too sick to go to school. Get up and go. Oh, no, you're not too tired for a job. Get your ass out and go. You know, you got to set those precedents, man. And I mean, we really do. You know, I speak about it kind of emotionally charged because, again, you know, much like what was her name? What was her girl name? Brooke. Much like Brooke said, man, hey, I got sons and daughters. I got sons and daughters out there. I got nieces and I got nephews out there, you know. And your weak kids can teach my kids to be weak or rub off or make looking weak look good. You know what I'm saying? We don't need that. We don't need that. You already got enough with the negative stereotypes, you know, that the kids come in contact with on a regular basis. I don't need none of that. And I don't think no parent needs that. We don't need that competition. My man Noe. Noe just hit me. Noe said, they mamas be doing this, calling them little man, talking about he a pimp and all that BS. Make them think the stupid stuff they bring around them is okay. So that's how they grow. I'm like, oh, okay, there you go. I had a summer job, and I've been working since I was 15. But my baby mama hold on to my 16-year-old like he her man. She spoil him. He's so soft. That's my son, but I swear I can't see him making man calls because of her. Damn. I feel you, Noy. I feel you, man. And I mean, man, if you seeing that in your son, man, imagine what the next person see when they look at. You know, and I mean, honestly, you gotta teach them. You know, the right way to walk. You know, there's a way you walk out here. There's a way you talk out here. There are dudes and there are don'ts. I processed into the county many years ago, people. But processing is this big wall over the desk where they do your processing, you know, where they write on you like you're some herded cattle and all of that stuff. And this guy's this guy sitting in a chair, he's watching TV, and the window behind him has the police handcuffing the kid. And it says, take time with your kid now so we don't have to later. And that's the reality. You get people talking about they don't want to, like, what was my man's name? Yeah, y'all forgive me. I got all of these doggone windows at the bottom of this thing. What was my man's name? Juan. My man Juan said he don't want to be judging, you know, his kids and all of that stuff there. But, I mean, the reality is you don't put your hand on your kids and straighten them up right now, Mr. Police ain't going to be gentle. Mr. Police is going to beat on them whether they innocent or guilty. Mr. Police ain't going to beat them with love and affection. Mr. Police ain't going to not judge them. Mr. Judge ain't going to go easy on them. Mr. Public Defender is not going to try to get them off. Mr. and Mrs. Prison is going to do whatever it do to them. So you handle your business with your kids now so they don't go into that position. And, yes, things happen and all of that there, but as long as you as a parent can say that you did your best job, you did everything in your power, you can't take it personal should it not go your way. You know, the only thing that I think that my man Juan said in here was step back and let them grow. When they hit 18-19 period, yes, you step back and you let them grow because now you have done everything it is, you know, that you need to do. You have done all your job as a parent. Yes, you continue on. I continue to mentor my kids. I got a 24, a 21, and a 20. Yes, I continue to mentor. I continue to stay in their ear. I continue to talk. I continue to get them that guidance that they need because that is my job. A parent's job is never done. But that direct, this is how you tie your shoe, this is how you put on your pants, this is how you act, that stuff is now over with because they're now adults, okay? They're now adults. So, yeah, you can step back at that point. But when you're talking about what old girl said, her nephew was like 15 or 16 or whatever, and he hitting his mom's, hey, give me that money. She all right. Get mine like I got it. Better get a job. Hey, man, let me see who I'm going to get in play for y'all right now, man. Let me see. We got new music that's been slipped in on us and all of that good stuff there, man. I want to get, matter of fact, let me get this new Lene Michelle in for y'all. There's a way, man. I love this joint, man. Lawless Radio, Grit Grind, TL, baby.
Face to minister, right. And he was quite a few years older than me, And he was telling the teacher of his kids, he was telling him, he was like, listen here, if he acts up, I would rather for you to whoop him than for the police to shoot him.
Man, I'm telling you. Now, that's the only thing right there, man. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't over there. Don't nobody whoop on the kids. I don't care who it is. Teacher, principal, I don't care. Yeah, I handle the ass whooping. But I am gonna tell them that they gonna respect the teacher, and when the teacher put it in my ear, I tell that ass up right there in that classroom in front of that teacher. You know what I'm saying? But what's gotta happen, man, you know, people gotta stop being so quick for that little 911. Oh, he hit the kid.
Right.
And that's why these kids so soft, man. Come on, man. We were shouting. We used to body punch. We used to slap block. We used to wrestle. Man, these kids play on PlayStation. So the minute they get their little soft ass hit, they get offended. Yeah. Now they want to shoot because they don't know they're supposed to get hit.
Yeah.
They don't know that. You done hurt their feelings, man. You done hit that kid. That kid is like, Jesus. What would I do if I was in San Andreas? I know. I'd shoot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the business there, man. That is it, man. I mean, I just felt bad, you know, that, you know, we did all of that helping, you know, get the word out about the job program and everything, you know. And, I mean, it was in every newspaper. They were on every major radio station, you know, on TV and everything. And they had 1,600 summer jobs for kids.
Right.
800 and some odd jobs that did not get filled. You know, I'm just rounding up to 900 to make it easier. But you talking about, we don't have 1,600, you know, impoverished kids out there that need a summer job. Are you seriously telling me that?
Was this in Atlanta?
Yeah, in Atlanta, here in Atlanta.
That shit is crazy.
Man, that is
crazy. We got a program up here in Milwaukee, the Learn program, where they actually get they're like, what you call them?
What, credits?
No, it's something like that. But they get in government. They get a government job. They get, you know, it's like an internship where they get credit and paid for. They get toward the government job to give them a step ahead. You know, once they graduate, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, Mississippi, that was the same with this. They get, you know, they get grades. So they're going into school already with a grade.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Plus,
right.
You know, they earned money toward college. And these jobs that they were given, you know, were stuff like assistant to the secretary of finance. You got to go in and get his coffee. You know, you working down in the doggone mail room.
I'm gonna tell you this. I wish we had a program like that when I was going through high school.
Now, see, we did.
That's the first thing smoking.
Yeah, in Chicago we had it. You know, that's why, you know, when I got contacted about it, you know, it's like, man, you know, this is something, because we haven't had it in Chicago since Mayor Harold Washington died. After Harold Washington died, you know, the program went out the door. You know, Daley wasn't trying to give up no money and no jobs and stuff like that. You know, so when I heard about that, you know, I hurried up and embraced it. You know, because again, I'm here in Atlanta now. You know, and I'm coming into contact with so many people. You know, Catrice would tell you, our main deal, we go into the unemployment office when we're looking for employees, you know what I'm saying? This is why I find my people. I go up to the unemployment office and holler at people, hey, man, what are you doing, man? Hey, you ain't doing nothing, man. You want to do some constant security? Man, I can get you a little money right now, man, doing constant security. Ain't no forever job, you know, but it's something for you for this week for some groceries. You know,
right.
And, you know, you telling me with the amount of people I'm finding in that unemployment office, grown people, you telling me they kids are well off, they kids didn't need a job? Man, I can't take that. Hey, but you know we running out of time, Mississippi, so let me get this young song in, and I'm going to see what I can do about dipping some Donnie on you. How about that?
There you go. I like that. I like that.
Hey, Mississippi, man. Thanks for support, man. You always hold us down, man. Much love to you, bro.
Hey, no problem, dog, for sure.
Hey, man, give my cousin a big hug for me, man. I love you. It's Lawless. It's Lawless. Hey, it's Lawless, cuz. Love you, baby. Hey, hold on. Let me see. Let me take this last call. I got somebody from 313. What is that? 585. Who we got on the line?
C to the J.
Hey, who we got on the line, man?
C to the J.
C to the J. What's the business to CJ?
Man, I've been trying to get through you all night, man. What's the problem? What's poppin', man?
Hey,
you know?
Man, let me tell you what the deal was, man. We was having some kind of problem with update to the switchboard, and all of a sudden now the switchboard updated. You know, we've been working all night without the time. I haven't even been, you know, without the clock. It's telling you how many minutes you're running down and everything, and I haven't even had that. Yeah, man, what's going on, bro?
Not much, man. I've been listening to you, man. I've been wanting to kick it in, holler at you about a few things you've been talking about tonight, you know? Like that one incident, that one situation you were talking about, you know, people jacking now. Everybody's
right.
Jacking now. And
right.
You said you were talking to the sister from the 313 area code, Detroit. And, man.
Right, man. I feel, man. I apologize for that board, though, man.
No, don't. Oh, well. Hey, I don't know nothing about that because I've been trying to get into once you brought that subject up. When you were talking about the sister for Detroit, I said, okay, now I can jump right on in. And I was
there
like,
you go.
I was sitting there, listening, then you with the music, and I was like, hey, man,
you see, for about a minute there, man, I didn't come back in for a while. I was just playing the music because the board wouldn't even let me come back in. You know what I'm saying? So the board was messing up for me, man.
Y'all been tripping for the last few weeks, man. I can't get through on Thursday. Everybody's Friday night So Ambitious. I don't know what happens to So Ambitious. What's the deal on So Ambitious?
Ambitious, you know, I'm not gonna put her out there, but you know, she's actually ill right now. Keep her in your prayers, man. She's ill right now, and right now, you know, I know you know she's a publicist as well as a manager. So at this point, she can't do any of it, man. She's bedridden.
Okay.
Yeah, she's bedridden, and she's really going through some stuff, man. Yeah, so keep her in your prayers, man, and we're hoping to get her back on, man.
Well, we're going to give a special shout-out to So Ambitious. You know, I hope you get better real soon, you know, because I've been calling in here Friday, and I don't get nothing but music.
Yeah.
But she knows me.
She knows me, man.
You know, so it's like...
Hey, when I holler at her, man, I'll let her know, man. I'll let her know you called in, man. But, man, keep hitting in, man. I'm gonna get you in on next week. You dig?
So you through at 10?
Yeah, I'm through at 10.
Oh, well, dang, I came in at the last minute, man. I had a few things to say, man.
Hey, you get back in next week, man. I'm going to make sure that you get in. I'm looking for 313, bro. I'm looking straight out for 313.
Hey, 313-587. Put that on your board.
Hey, you got it, man. Hey, now it's saying 585. Which one is it, 587 or 585? I'm saying 585.
It's 585. That's what it is.
Okay.
What
yeah,
I said, 587.
Yeah, you said
585. Yeah.
Hey, man, I got you, bro. Hey, man, you keep the lock,
next week. All right.
Hey, man, much love, bro.
Shout out to the whole station, man, and all the people that you hang with and y'all do whatever y'all do. Shout out to all y'all.
No doubt. Good looking, man. Hey, brother, hit us up, man. Got Detroit in the house, man. Y'all make sure y'all get back with your man next week. If y'all ain't voted yet, get to facebook.com/ Lawless Radio Awards. Get them votes in. This music you hear in here, these people are up for awards. Your man, me, I'm up for awards. Man, this city just called in. He up for awards. Man, Lawless up for awards. Y'all get there. Get your votes. Want to send a shout-out to my people out there working airlines, my people out there working Frontier AirTran in Milwaukee, my people out there Frontier AirTran, Chicago's Midway, my people at United, Chicago's O'Hare, my people at U.S. Airways, Chicago O'Hare as well, my people out there at AirTran, U.S. Airways, Frontier, and Southwest in Atlanta's Hartsfield, man. Y'all keep those planes in the sky safely. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure them planes go and you do it all so well. If nobody else says thank you, if nobody else says they appreciate you, trust and know the chairman does. All right, that's going to do it. Remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we have been granted the broadcaster rights to be a part of this show, to be a part of your girl Nikki Outlaw on Tuesdays, to be a part of your girl Catrice on Thursday nights. Simply go to lawlessradio.com, click on the contact button, follow the submission information there. It is that easy. Do not send us any links. We do not download any music. Follow it there, man. Get us your music MP3 format, preferably, and get yourself in the show. Be a part of Quick Grind with the most electrifying man in the radio, baby, the chairman, GL. I'll let y'all, man. The Lawless World Order is in full effect, and you know it.
Last money living law. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wanna be a millionaire? Player. Hit the lotto, sign me a record deal, or be an athlete, a baller, stack me some major chills, maybe an actor or a model, pitching me Hollywood under the bright lights, no street lights, children about the hood, college funds for all four of them, believe me, they ain't gonna want for nothing, struggle for so long, I knew change was coming, searching for a meal, dollar bill, got me craving money, I got expensive taste, all I speak about is money, I'm striking rich one day, mark my words, you see it coming, that's why you hating, yeah. Got to stick down to your stomach. See me moving forward. Why you haters falling far behind? I'm on a mission, and my mission is for me to shine.
Money living large. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
I do, player.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
I hit the club, I'm blowing out some bloody loud, nigga. Pop a couple bottles, pour 'em in the crowd, nigga. We in the VIP and you are not allowed, nigga. Just ask your girl if she can tell you, shut it down, nigga. I make a movie every time I'm in your town, nigga. I hit the booty club and watch I make it hurricane. Drop 100 in the mall and buy up everything. First, I'ma buy that watch, I'ma buy that drop, I'ma buy that chain. Buy that house, I'ma buy that rain. Buy your bitch and give me brain. Buy some stocks, I'ma buy some glocks. Buy some glocks, he's trying to get shot. Then I'm going to cop that rod and drive that bitch straight off the lot.
That's money living large. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire?
Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
I do, player.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
Player.
Dreams for the meal in the Gucci bag. I got that Gucci's cash. Get it quick and spend it fast. Money on the flow. I got money on the table. Money everywhere. Money, money, I'ma make more. $1 million dreams for the meal in the Gucci bag. I got that Gucci's cash. Get it quick and spend it fast. Money on the flow. I got money on the table. Money, I'ma blow. Money, money, I'ma make more.
Money living large. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Looking like a star.
Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
I do, player.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
Player.
Flowers for her hair. All my love left. she don't care. And when I see her walking down my lonely street, the girl walks right by me like I'm impossible to see. I'm love's unknown soldier fighting for her, but that girl just won't see me, and it's tearing me, it's tearing me, tearing me apart. Invisible to the only girl I love. I'm beating, yeah, yeah, yeah. The girl can't see that it's me. Secret, the way you feel about that girl. No other woman ignores my love, upsets my world. My mind is spinning round and round my feeling so. When will she wake up? 'Cause I'm tired of being invisible. Never, never let you.